Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal settling the controversial dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The deal includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Iraqi forces are sweeping the streets of Ramadi today, searching for explosives possibly set by the Islamic State before they lost control of the city to the Iraqi military. Republican U.S. Congressman Peter King says while the U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State have had some impact, it has been minimal. VOA's Victor Beatty reporting that King's remarks follow a possible audio recording by the Islamic State leader.
King, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, says Baghdadi's statements about the 16-month U.S.-led campaign and the 3-month Russian effort is not surprising.
Unfortunately, overall, he's probably right that after 16 months of air attacks by the U.S., it's had really minimal impact on ISIS, considering how long those attacks have been going on.
King says in the last several months, it's become clear that the IS group intends to launch an attack on the U.S. In an audio statement that purportedly comes from the reclusive IS leader, Baghdadi sounded defiant in the face of recent battlefield setbacks. The IS leader is quoted as saying, "God will grant victory, our state is doing well. The more intense the war against it, the purer it becomes and the tougher it gets." He goes on to say, "Everyone who participates in the war against Islamic State will pay the price and regret it." Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
At least 7 people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the capital Borno State, Maiduguri. 20,000 have been killed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport today, killing at least one, wounding several others. French news agency reporting a Taliban spokesman says the militants were responsible for the attack. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with the insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. VOA asked South Asia scholar Moeen Chima of Australian National University about the significance of Sharif's visit.
There seems to be a realization on all sides, the Pakistani and the Afghan side, as well as on the part of the Americans, that there's a limited window of opportunity at the moment for some kind of reconciliation or settlement between the Afghan government and what appears to be at the moment a fairly fragmented Taliban leadership after the recent tussles for leadership on the Taliban side. So there seems to be some urgency to reach or at least to create the groundwork for a negotiated political settlement between the Afghan government and the Taliban.
The two sides have agreed to convene next month an inaugural meeting of the recently formed steering committee comprising Afghan, Pakistani, Chinese, and American officials mandated to oversee and monitor the reconciliation process. China's parliament has passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information, including encryption keys that turn digital data into unreadable code. The official Xinhua news agency said the legislation was passed unanimously Sunday by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. That report said the law was intended to address terrorism at home and help maintain global world security. There was no immediate comment from the White House, which had voiced concerns the Chinese legislation could imperil an array of human rights principles enshrined in Western law. European Union is strongly protesting a newly proposed Israeli law that would require nonprofit groups to disclose foreign sources of funding. Most of the NGOs are highly critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's treatment of the Palestinians and the Jewish settlements in the Palestinian areas. Supporters of the law say foreign governments and the European Union are meddling in Israel's internal affairs and are trying to change Israeli policies from within. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.